Thank you. First, I'd like to thank the Secure World Foundation for graciously inviting me to participate on the panel. It's a pleasure to be here. It's an honor to be here. Listening to the earlier panel, I definitely got the impression that I do have one strike against me before I get started. I am an engineer, so I speak engineering, and worse, my family's from Scotland, so if I spoke my normal accent, you wouldn't understand what I was saying. So there you go. But I can speak regular English and hopefully normal English so that you can follow my arguments. What we're all talking about, if we're the most technical panel here, is fast and accurate orbit determination, ephemeris generation, ephemeris meaning where is this object going in a three-dimensional space far above our planet, track association, which is, am I sure I'm tracking that object or am I tracking a different object, and then all of that coming together in terms of planning and scheduling, which means reducing what Mariba was referring to, reducing the error associated with what any object or where any object is in space. We call that what you can conjure in your mind as a football, an error ellipsoid. It's a mathematical equation that says where in three-dimensional space is this pencil? So in space, we can tell within 15 kilometers along the major axis and 5 kilometers along the minor axis where this object is in space. So clearly, tracking objects, if we can track hundreds of thousands of them, is not the problem. It's where is it? And then the other problem we have, as Doug was pointing out, is as something goes through its orbit, what is the chain of custody? As this object goes through space from the Earth up into its orbit, what happened between then and here? And what happens as objects are flying through space all the time? The problem is, so for me, we seem to be very focused on what are the answers. I'm very focused on what are the questions. The major question is, you know, what do we do about this lack of information? How do you increase the level of information? How do you increase the quality of information? So North Star, Earth and Space, as the name would suggest, North Star being a guiding light, Earth and Space being what we do, and me being an environmentalist, are interested in preserving our environment. North Star's massive transformational purpose is to empower humanity to preserve our planet, not just what's on the Earth, but what's above it, because that is to our environment. North Star seeks to pursue and support actively the 17 United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, and we pursue also the concept of long-term sustainability of space, which may be the 18th Sustainable Development Goal after today. Absolute truth, for me, is daunting. You create a path towards absolute truth. If you seek for that, you might as well start by seeking perfection. Perfection is that which gets in the way of getting things done. So commercial enterprises get things done. Governments traditionally have led the way to space, and I've always given credit to that. If I'm sitting here today, sorry, Mariba, it's because an astronaut inspired me. It's because Neil Armstrong walked out of a lunar landing module and took his 3 steps down a ladder and uttered his famous words that inspired me for the rest of my career. That's how you inspire an engineer. That's how you inspire anyone. You throw something far in the distance, and then you get people to pursue it. That was the last panel. If we're only tracking, as Mariba would say, 1% of that hazardous material in space, we need to develop a better library. There's a lot of papers, discussions. I've had conversations with Kevin O'Connell about collaborative intelligence. What is collaborative intelligence? Collaborative intelligence requires on a lot of things, but I think most importantly, the penchant for collaboration, the penchant to cooperate, the penchant to contribute. North Star, as a commercial enterprise, wants to contribute with space-based sensors. So if you want to see something in space, maybe a good place to look at would be from space, and contribute that to a collective that involves very stable, very reliable, very accurate ground-based sensors, and create, as General Kreider referred to it, a unified data library. So a library that would be near and dear to my heart, that I would subscribe to, is the reason that North Star exists in Montreal, having been created in the United States as a concept, and I worked with that team in the United States, is that Canada, Montreal in particular, my office is 500 meters from the ICAO, the International Civil Aviation Organization, which coming up for 73 years of anniversary on June the 6th, Montreal was selected as the permanent seat of the ICAO. And I think we're getting to the point now where we need a trusted nation, we need a trusted library, and we need a trusted source of data that comes from a collaboration, that comes from a coalition. So I think what we need to do is stand on the shoulders of those giants that brought us here, which is NASA, which is the Russians, which is the Chinese, which is the Belgians, which is anybody who's ever participated in anything in space, any country. I don't want to isolate or leave anyone out, but space is ours. What's really interesting when I think about it and what the real inspiration is that when Neil Armstrong or Buzz, I can't remember which one, let's give Buzz the credit because he never gets the credit for anything. So let's say Buzz took that first picture of our Earth from the moon in 1969, and we all saw, if you were alive then, I did, this little blue dot and said, wow, that's us, that's it. That's the whole thing right there. When we look at space, we tend to think, well, you know, space is infinite, but we realize it's not, and we realize that in all the orbits that we travel together, they become congested. And we share, like we're all swimming in the same swimming pool, the same water, the same space. And like I said at Amos a few years ago, you can't have a no peeing section in a swimming pool. When you make a mess in the pool, everyone feels it. And so the truth is also the same on Earth. We just haven't come to that realization that what you do to this planet, if you think it's local to that country or that place, it's not. And so North Star Earth and Space wants to help that for future generations, to give a tool, to give a means to manage. You cannot manage what you don't measure. If you're not measuring it, you're having debates, as Mariba pointed out, about opinion of where things are. And you end up with photographs, like I was inspired by this weekend from BBC World News, of a young girl with a globe in a heart shape on her cheek and the word panic written across her forehead. There is no need for panic. The technology is there. The will is there. It's the penchant for collaboration that will make the difference. Thank you.